We're doing brachos. We're up to Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. One line into the Gemara, two lines before the lines get really wide by the two dots. Tanu Abanan. Kriyat Shema Kichtava Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that Kriyat Shema has to be read like it's written in Hebrew. You can't read Kriyat Shema in any other language. No reading from art scroll. B'chachmim umim b'chol lashon. Chachamim say, no, it's okay, you could do art scroll. We don't paskin, even though we paskin, you could read Kriyat Shema in any language. We say there are so many words that we don't know how to translate accurately that lechatchila, you shouldn't read it from art scroll because reading Kriyat Shema is biblical and we don't have an accurate translation. What does Rambam say?
He says it's allowed to read Shema in any other language. We need to be menduyak on the language. We need to be careful with language,
right.
And we should try to be clear, literally clear, and clear as in comes to translation of the...
So that's what I'm saying, but we don't know. How are you going to translate totofos? So that's what I'm saying. Even though technically the halacha is like chachamim, that you could translate it, practically, if you don't have to, we don't do it. Because we don't believe that our translations are as accurate as they should be.
But by knowing a concept, we can transform that concept in another language. We can give.
But we don't know the exact translation of Totafot.
Sometimes you just say Totafot.
Okay. My time in the Rebbe. What's the source for Rebbe's opinion? Amalka, the pasuk says about Shema Vehayu. And we understand that to mean Behavayatan Yiyu. And they will be, meaning they will be in this state. You read Shema, and they will be said by your lips. Like this, they will be said. So Ve'ayu indicates a constant. So that's why Rebbe says, you can't translate V'Rabbanan Ma'itamayu. What's the source for Rabbanan's opinion? Amalka, the verse says, Shema Yisrael. You have to hear the Shema. Shema, hear. B'chol lashon sheta shomea. Any language you understand. Shema means understand. So any language that's understood is okay. What does Rebbe do with the word Shema? Why doesn't Rebbe allow you to translate? He needs the word Shema to teach us that what you say out of your mouth has to be audible to your ear. Make it audible to your ear. That which emanates from your mouth. And the rabbis, they don't hold that you have to hear it. They hold that b'di'eved, if you read Shema and you didn't hear it, b'di'eved, you were yotzei. What do the rabbis do with Rebbe's pasuk v'hoyu? The word v'hoyu does seem to indicate, like Rebbe, that they have to remain in this form. They say that it indicates that it has to maintain this form in as much as you shouldn't read the words out of order. Don't read it, Echad Elokeinu Shema Yisrael Hashem Hashem. That doesn't really go. Don't read the words out of order. That's Ve'hoyu. Ve'hoyu is telling you, God says, don't only read the Shema. I want Ve'hoyu. I want it to maintain this form. I want it to maintain this order. How does Rebbe know you can't read Shema out of order? Rebbe says, because it says Ve'hoyu, ha-divarim, the words indicate the words in this order. And the rabbis, they don't learn that extra hey comes to teach us anything. They don't darshan that ha devarim. So everyone agrees it cannot be read out of order. Rebbe holds, you have to hear the words you say. Rabbanon hold, b'di'evet, if you didn't hear it, you're still yotzei. That's why Rebbe says the word shema teaches me I have to hear the words. Rabbanon say, no, that's not biblical. You should hear it, but if you didn't hear, you're yotzei, and that's how we rule halachically. Rebbe says the word v'hoyu teaches me I have to read it in this language, in Hebrew specifically. Rabbanan say no, the word shema teaches me I could hear it in any language that I understand, and that's how we also rule halachically. Rabbanan say, how do I know that I shouldn't read it out of order? Because it says v'hoyu. Rabbanan say, that v'hoyu that you, Rebbe, use, you said v'hoyu teaches me it has to be these words. We say it has to be this order. V'hoyu teaches me not to read it out of order. Rebbe says, Hadivarim, these words, the hey over there teaches me not to read it out of order, and Rabbanan don't darshan that hey. Lemeima de Sava Rebbe de Kola Torah Kula Bechol Lashon Nemra. Now the Gemara says, do you mean to say that Rebbe holds that every other parsha in Torah that has to be read could be read in any language? These Hakadaitach Vilshon HaKodesh Nemra, because if Rebbe held that the rest of the Torah also must be read in Lashon HaKodesh, then why would the Torah have to tell me specifically by Shema, stick to this language? When I have to read Parsha Sota, when I have to read Parsha Segla Arufa, when I have to read the Parsha of the Mashuach Milchama, the coin that takes the people out of war, he has a speech he gives them. I have different times in Hakel, the king has to read from the Torah. I have different times when the Torah tells me it's biblical to read segments of the Torah. If every time the Torah means it must be in Hebrew, then why would I need a special pasuk here to tell me Shema must be in Hebrew? Must be, Rebbe holds, that elsewhere throughout the Torah you could read it in any language. Answers the Gemara, no, maybe Rebbe holds the whole Torah also has to be written in Hebrew, read in Hebrew. So then why did the Torah have to stress it here by Shema? Itzlich, nonetheless, he had to tell me that Vehayu Mishum Dichtiv Shema, because it says Shema, you might understand the word Shema like Rabbanon do, and tell me that Shema is special because it says the word Shema, which means understand. Any language that you understand is good. That's why in the Parsha of Shema it had to say value. But really, Rebbe might hold that in all of Torah, you have to say it in Hebrew also. Do the rabbis hold that everywhere else in Torah you must say it in Hebrew? That's why the Torah had to tell me here. I could say it in any other language, Shema. Because if that's the halacha throughout the Torah, why did the Torah have to spell it out here? Because if the rest of the Torah could be read in any language, then why did the Torah have to tell me here by Shema that a special pasuk to indicate that any language you understand is okay? Answers the Gemara, it's tichno. Maybe the rabbis hold the whole Torah could be read in any language. So why do we need a special pasuk by Shema? I need it mishum dichtiv vehayu, because I have Rebbe's pasuk, it says vayu, which I might interpret to mean specifically in Lashon HaKodesh. That's why the Torah had to tell me Shema, to tell me, no, the Parsha of Shema can be read in any language. Bottom line, what does Rabbanan hold, what does Rebbe hold in the rest of Torah, we don't know from this Gemara. This Gemara says stalemate, you can't prove either way.